What up, crew? Welcome to yet another episode of the West Coast Flagrancy. So, we can probably get copyrighted, so claimed, so we're going to have to insert our own sounds.
Oh, dude, you should look at what happened with the movie review. Did you tell Grinch what happened?
No, we can talk about that in a little bit. I'm your host, Rick. I got Dynamite David here and Sir Grinch.
Sir Grinch.
In the back, and we're coming at you live, pre-recorded. But before we get into it, just want to say thank you to those that have been listening to us, and to announce that if you're tired of seeing David's face but you want to hear what we have to say, we are now up and running on pretty much all podcasts,
all the major ones.
Yeah, so like Spotify, Google Podcast,
Anchor. We're on Anchor. Our main one.
Yeah, we'll leave all the links below so that you guys can find us.
I think the coolest thing is that we're on Spotify. And you know how when you listen to your music, it shows up and whatever you're following? Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. It looks really cool to just see our logo on an application. Like, it just looks really cool. Like, I'm sure Grinch, when I sent you the link, you were like, oh shit.
I was like, ooh, look at official.
Yeah, official. When I sent it out to people, I was like, hey, we're on Spotify now. We've hit it big. We're on the internet radio. It's incredible, I think. Are you familiar with student loans?
What do you mean?
Like, do you know how they work?
I'm not familiar with student loans. Pretty much.
Like,
I think.
Like, it's almost like indentured servitude, right?
No, it isn't.
How is it not? You're shaking your head, but you're not telling me how it's
indentured servitude. Really? That's what student loans are like?
You can't pay off, like, if you don't pay off your debt, it stays with you even after death, right? And the idea is that, you know, you're paying this back to the federal government, these student loans, but presidents have the ability to just wipe it clean. Apparently it's like, actually, let me just pull this up real quick. Or do you want to pull it up? Just wanted to see what the student loan debt is. Let me see. Student loan.
Oh, you mean for the whole country?
Yeah, because it's a pretty big number, right? And apparently the president has the ability to just wipe it clean because they're just collecting on it. Like, they can just wipe it from their accounts or their journals or whatever. Like, the president has the ability.
I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, because I'm not on either side of it. But I mean, if you just wipe everybody's, you know, loan out, then it kind of
defeats the incentive.
Yeah, like, then they lose the incentive to pay it back because they know that, hey, after this amount of time, it's just going to go. I literally have a friend mm-hmm. who said, oh, it just goes away after 7 years, so I'm not going to pay it. And I didn't say anything. I was just like, all right.
I don't know about that, but it says right here, the U.S.
Oh, no, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work
like
okay.
that. Yeah.
That's what she thought.
Yeah, that's what she thought. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so when she said that, because it's like the dumbest shit that I ever heard. She's just like, I'm just not going to pay it back. And yeah. I was like, that's all not, right.
Okay.
None of my business. I thought. You know what I mean? Okay. I'm not going to tell you how to spend your money or whatever, but.
It's $1.68 trillion and grows over 6 times faster than the nation's economy. Whoa.
I could spend that.
Yeah.
I could find a way to spend that money.
So 44 million student borrowers are in debt by an average of $37,584. Okay, that's a lot.
That doesn't sound that bad, because from the numbers that I've been hearing, at least, they're always like in the 100,000 and 80,000 and always something crazy. So that's,
I guess, that's like if you're
trying
to be like a lawyer or like a specialist.
Yeah.
Right, because I saw it was, because that's like the hot topic right now, the idea that, like, what's up with the student loan debt? Like, why not just get rid of it, right? You can just clean it off. Like, that debt will just be gone, right? They can just...
I'm sure they're using that money for something, though. I don't know what it is, but I don't think they're just sitting on it. Other than paying each other with it, they got to be doing something with it, I'm sure.
Yeah, and then this person tweeted out, it's like, you know, I just paid off my student loans. I feel great. Like, I feel like...
yeah, it's an accomplishment.
I accomplished something, right? And that... You know, it's a decision that you make if you're going to follow your footsteps into a career path that will allow you to pay it back and living a certain lifestyle, not, you know, overspending, not, you know, spending when it's unnecessary, living a certain way. It's just...
Yeah, live within your budget.
Live within your means.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about just having somebody wipe away their debt. Like, for the people, I feel... Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, I can empathize with them and be like, you know, yeah, it kind of, it sucks to be paying this for so long, too. You know, like that's horrible.
Everybody does.
But at the same time,
what
you should, especially it does give you the incentive of like, hey, choose what you're going to do. I know it's hard because that's why like I had an issue with schools because I didn't know really what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But for those people that just go from one thing to the other for and start taking like, you know, changing up their majors, which has now you have to have another maybe certain amount of classes or credits that you have to do. And it's like, that's a lot of money that you're spending on those classes. So you're just going to rack up on the debt instead of being like, okay, I have to pay all this back. Mm-hmm. Let me really, you know, sit down and think about what I'm going to do. And if this career is actually going to give me money to be able to pay all this back and live a certain way. Mm-hmm. So just like wiping that debt away is just like, then people are just going to be like, oh, I can just take whatever I want. Exactly. And
like I understand like people wanting to, for it to just be taken off. Cause obviously nobody wants to live with that, but I don't think that that's really the solution, but definitely lower the insane prices on
college. Maybe like the interest or something. Yeah.
See, that's interesting right here. It says that the student loan debt growth rate outpaces the rise in tuition cost by 353%, right? See, that's the thing. That's another thing too. Like, I feel like it says here also that about at an average of $30,000, a student borrows to attain a bachelor's degree. Now, in my opinion, I don't think it's very difficult to attain a bachelor's degree. Like, I think you can, like, I think that the journey through college to attain a bachelor's degree in something, even if it's minor, for example, I don't know, like a social science or some kind of art, you know, some kind of creative endeavor, I think you don't necessarily need one of those, a bachelor's, to, obviously, that's an accolade that you earn for your resume and your
some places require it.
Yeah, like that's if what you want to work like at an ad, I was gonna agency say that,
well. that it's necessary to attain certain jobs. Now the idea, because
there's
that,
now like it moved from that to like, you know, a couple of decades where it's like, oh, you have a bachelor's, that's a big deal, to now it's like, oh, you have a bachelor's, okay, so does everyone else.
That's the minimum
that I
requirement
have here.
Oh, you
which
have a
is
kind of
sad, like,
for you.
Oh, that's nice, you know. Even because that's the way the Marine Corps is moving into right now. It was,
that's not
you
good.
Know, it was like at a certain rank, you can only get promoted if you had a bachelor's, and then it would be a master's for the next one. Which some of the other branches have already been doing that. But even like a three-letter agency requires you to have a minimum of a bachelor's before they even take your application.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, it's not a lot of federal jobs. You look up the what's it called? The general salary, which is the GS's. That is an insane. You look at the requirements, which, like, I don't know, maybe a seven, right? Like a GS seven is not making, I mean, maybe 30K a year. It depends where you live. Like, you live in DC, that's nothing.
That's not gonna get
you live
far.
Here, that's definitely
nothing.
But even for that, the requirement is to have a bachelor's. So imagine, like, for them, it's like, oh, you apply for this job that is getting you this little money. You can barely live by, and then you have student debt.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy, like, that idea that you need to borrow money to pursue this endeavor, like a really enormous endeavor.
Well, not everybody has to borrow money. There are those,
not everybody, obviously.
Those people that can afford it.
Also, there are the families that start saving for their kids as soon as they're born and stuff. So
those parents, you know, I wish I had parents like that.
Yeah, good on them, dude.
Isn't that a bad thing and a good thing? Like, the good thing is they don't have to worry about it. The bad thing is that they don't get to figure it out for themselves.
Here's the thing. Here's what I would do. I would save up, but I just wouldn't tell the kid. Like, you better start figuring it out.
I like that strategy.
Because you know, like, you're in high school and you already know, okay, my parents are going to pay for college. Like, why am I going to try to do anything out of other than just C average? Let's just get this over with.
Which is, you could do that. And it's kind of, I don't know. Like, I feel like that also is kind of a waste of resources. Like, when I was going to campus and stuff, it kind of blew my mind how many resources there are available to young people to really do whatever the fuck they want. Like, you want to start a club, you want to start, like, you know, your own computer fucking, like, lab or something, you can do that. Like, just asking people, asking for permission to do things, and then, like, going through the right channels, you can get a lot done. And when, you know, but for this student debt thing, like, I think really for people who are, like, who've used it to get, like, I don't know, like an art degree, I think that's just kind of, like, that was a bit of a waste, kind of. Mm-hmm. No. I mean, because, like, to be an architect, it takes about 10 years to actually earn the title of being an architect. You can go to school to be one, but you don't become one the moment you graduate. You have to earn that title, and it takes about 10 years.
Well, have to, like, get a job at an...
What happened?
Don't you just have to get a job at, like, an architecture firm?
That's the first part. You have to then be there for a certain amount of time, like, as a...
What are these people called that, like, just got there? If they're not actual architects, what do?
They work on a team of other people who are, like, fresh out of school. And then among their plans, right, they have the head architect, the one who makes the final decisions. They're the ones who choose the work. So what I read was that you could essentially work your ass off on a project only for that project not to be taken or chosen. Mm-hmm. So... because the head architect is where you want to be. Those are the ones who are...
Right, like, they submit their ideas to him, and he'll say, you know, mm-hmm. this one or this one. Mm-hmm. No, correct. This one shit. Yeah,
I was actually surprised at that, because I had no idea that's how it worked when I first looked it up. Because I was like, oh, that'd be cool to be an architect. You know, you just go to school, learn to build shit. And then I realized you got to learn material. You got
a little bit more to it than
that. Yeah, there's a lot of shit you got to learn. You got to learn how to...
I feel like you were just like, they're going to give me... a box of Legos when I leave, and I can just build them however I want.
Whoever builds the best Lego house gets the job.
Yeah, it's funny. They do that. They practice some kind of game like that at Harvard Business School.
Yeah, they probably do it at Google all the time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's
good creative exercise.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So I looked it up, and I'm like, damn, you have to take these tests to learn construction, like actual construction techniques and like material techniques and how everything like works. I was like, God damn, like, I was like, I've got a lot more respect.
There's a lot to it. Yeah, because it's not just about knowing how to build something. It's knowing how much everything weighs.
Certain materials work, which ones and shit. That's really cool to be.
So you didn't have respect for them before?
I thought they were just drawing shit on a piece of paper, and then they're like, oh, okay.
You think they can just choose anywhere knowing the foundation and
whether it's going to stand? As a little kid, I think we can, I can see past it. But how old were you when you started to learn that?
He just found respect for them now.
Oh.
No, not just now, but more recently. Maybe a couple of years ago, me realizing, oh, shit, this is what it takes to be an architect. I was like, okay, that's crazy. But...
I don't know. I think as soon as you start to put thoughts together and analyzing things, you'd be like, this is very hard to construct. Like, I wouldn't be able to do this.
How the fuck did they build the pyramids? That's honestly my biggest question.
Aliens, man.
Aliens, yeah.
You want to get into this right now?
No, but
fucking aliens.
If anybody's curious, that's my biggest question. It's like, how the fuck did they build that?
I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised to find out that it was not aliens.
And yeah, I wouldn't just be surprised either. Themselves.
Like, I don't. That particular thing, I didn't look that much into it because I don't think it's that crazy in my mind. You know, it's like I can see that they obviously have a way to fucking do this stuff because they had written language. It was hieroglyphics, but it was still written language.
Beautiful language.
To think that maybe they just couldn't find a way to build the pyramids on their own without help from aliens. I'm like,
yeah. Eh. Well, I heard that the it wasn't the Egyptians who built the pyramids. It was people before them.
Like, I'm pretty sure they used the Jews. To build them, right?
I wouldn't know. I'm not familiar with that. My history only goes as far as like
whatever they taught you in high school.
Yeah,
it's rough.
Which is funny. Like I think back now, like man, if I paid attention in history class, I would have been one of those woke people that would have been like,
dude, I was in my class, my theater history class, and the teacher had to point out that like, oh, you really know your history, and I was just like, dude, doesn't everybody know about this stuff?
No, nobody does.
Kind of rough.
History was one of those things that even now
I cannot read everything.
Like some shit is really boring, but like as far as like World War II and things like
it's hard to make it era. Even though you know I had a whole bunch of deaths and stuff like that, but it's hard for me to be like sometimes find the connection or for it to be relatable to me. So I lose interest if it's like almost something that I just can't connect with. But even like if I would go back and read about World War One, Two, whichever.
What had three, quite a which significant is the next impact on my society too. So
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That so something connects.
Yeah, right. Like I have a connection
to me. It
yeah,
doesn't yeah. connect. I don't have anything that would tie me to that other than like if it weren't literally if it weren't for being in the Marine Corps, then I definitely would not know anything or try to
You're
go back.
You're not putting and, yourself in the best light right now. This is horrible.
Why? I don't like so you like. I don't think everybody needs to know at first and our one history now. And I just because believe that
nobody really, should know history.
No, I just said there's no need for everyone to know. So like for me, I don't need to know,
but at least history. Generally, right?
For what? That's my like,
so it doesn't repeat so itself.
It, but it does because it's what we're used to.
Mm.
That's the problem, the other issue that I have with that saying about like you should know your history so it doesn't, you know, you can learn from your mistakes, but we don't. It's just we are used to a certain way.
But you should not teach it to people.
I'm not saying that. What you're hearing is me saying, fuck history,
throw
it out the window. Apparently, because that's the way that I, what I'm saying is I don't need to know. Like once you leave like high school or something,
it's unnecessary.
I have no need to go back for me. To go back if somebody now else wants to or something like that. Up.
You know who
does
that's
that?
What I meant though.
Benedict Cumberbatch in the show Sherlock Holmes, he thinks it's just unnecessary to know anything that has nothing to do with anything. Like it's unnecessary to know like the speed of light or like space.
I love that shit.
Like
what
astronomy.
Do you mean?
But if you like it, that's a different thing.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
if
I
you take interest
that.
In something, but
I kind
that's
of agree
true.
With you
like
in some
I don't
sense.
Need to be like when am I gonna get if it's not for work. And it's not in my personal life
yeah,
that I don't find interest
in. Life,
why
yeah.
am I reading
yeah.
any of this just so that in a really off chance that I find somebody that wants to have a conversation about this? So what did you think about, you know, when they did the equation of whatever? And I was like, I don't fucking
theorem.
Care. Like,
the Pythagorean theorem?
Yeah.
Pythagoras?
The Pythagoras theorem.
That's California education, folks.
It's my accent. No, yeah,
that's not what it is.
I kind of agree with you, Rick. It's funny to me that like it's like there's just a lot of unnecessary information, right? Like you don't necessarily need to know, but hey, like when people have hobbies and shit, like
yeah,
I find myself
own different interests. Like yeah, like yeah. If I know a little bit. I am no expert in anything by any means, but I do know, I guess, a little bit more about history, I guess, maybe than the average person, because I think it's interesting. Just like you have things you're interested in that I have no idea about. That I would have no knowledge.
I'm surprised
about
he has any interest.
Maybe. Yeah, he's kind of stone-faced. He's like
cheeseburgers. Cheeseburgers.
I like a nice cheeseburger.
Yeah, you like a nice cheeseburger.
Yes,
why
you
are you
do.
Treating me like a kid?
I'm sorry. Okay. What were you saying?
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Like yeah, little like guy. Come on, so you like true. Him? Come on, pinch your cheek.
Don't patronize me.
Come on. I got your nose.
Got your nose.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's for me. I love astronomy. Even though, like, I love just the idea that there's, like, some... We're on this giant football spinning around a hot star. It's fucking awesome, man. But, yeah. I think this is a good place to pay some bills, you know? I'll take a small break, and we'll be right back. All right, guys, we're back.
Grinch and I were just talking about, on the way here, about the new stay-at-home order.
I feel like we talk about this every week.
Well, it's getting worse every week. Because
every week yeah. they keep changing it.
Every
so
week
other ways
something
to...
different.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's going on, Grinch? What's going on with Cal? Because I know you being the non-native, from the outside looking in, give us the...
With not so much anger.
Give us the
just,
tea.
Just
give us the
facts.
Rundown.
And that's
so,
it.
No feelings.
All right, I'll give you the... I'm going to read to you what I have here on my phone because it's the quickest access I have. Los Angeles County issues safer at home order that starts November 30th. So again, they're trying to get everybody to stay home. Don't go to work. Work from home if you can. If you can't, it doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit in the government. On Friday, the health department reported new cases and more deaths. So under the new order, residents are being asked to stay home as much as possible and wear a face covering outside, which you think everybody sort of generally already knows. But Now they're saying private and public gatherings with anyone outside of one's household are prohibited. Religious services and protests are exempt. Occupancy limits to retail businesses will be capped at 35%, malls at 20%, and 50% for fitness centers. Doesn't really affect California, though, because all the gyms are still closed. But you were saying that now they're back to closing down outside dining again.
Yeah, they were last Wednesday. It went into effect that at 10 p.m. So it was giving one more day for everybody. But there's no more outdoor dining, which is kind of in the article that I had read then. I believe Newsom was like, I hope that this for small businesses isn't the last nail in the coffin. It kind of, if you're, especially he's saying like at least 3 weeks, it's like people are already only hanging in there by a thread. Like
they're by their fingertips.
So now doing this really,
it's just going to put them over
the edge. It really will be the last nail in the coffin. I mean, a lot of people have to let go. And I think that's why he's enforcing. I'm not going to criticize him about shutting down all these places or not. It may be what saves LA. Why would you want to save LA? But, or it may not, actually. It may backfire.
Is LA dead? We grew up here, mostly, right?
Yeah.
I've heard this thrown around. It's like, oh, New York is dead. This is dead. That's dead. Like, this city's dead.
I mean, for LA in general, the only reason why I would say, it's dead, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's dead. I just think it's very different from, growing up here. Now that all the stuff that people come from really all over the world to, for some reason, love LA mm-hmm. and go to Hollywood. But if nothing's open, this city, that's all it depends on. People coming here and going to see the Hollywood sign or going down Hollywood with the stars. I always forget the
Walk of Fame.
Yeah. Going to Disneyland or all that stuff is.
Oh, it's just been closed.
Dodger Stadium. I mean, that stuff is all gone. It's not like another place. Like if you live in a
Midwestern
farm,
town,
it's like
farm town.
Nothing shut. You're still, at the farm.
Yeah.
The animals are still good. But here, that's what brought people here. And now that it's essentially gone, everything's mm-hmm. shut down. It's like, there's really not much to do here. And mm-hmm. with the homeless taking over and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's completely, it's very different from growing up here to now.
Yeah, I do assume this is all temporary. I know Corona and the people who conspire that this thing is not real. I mean, I just want to remind everybody, we've got 1.1 million cases in California. I'm only going to talk about California because all I care about is California.
The world's in the state that
it
is.
It's fine.
Let me also
it's
remind
fine.
You that we have the approximate population of Canada, right?
And it's up to, 38 million
38,
now?
Almost 39.
Yeah. The numbers are decreasing. People are leaving.
Fast enough.
Not fast enough is right.
I think a year ago or 2 years ago, it was 35.
Oh, that's not good.
That's crazy.
Oh, well, that's before the pandemic, though. I'm saying during the pandemic, people have been fucking getting the hell out of here.
Yeah, which is, in my opinion, I think that's fine. The people who are leaving California don't belong here. Ben Shapiro, he's like, oh, I'm an LA native. I grew up here, but I'm moving to Tennessee, Jacksonville or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Why is that a problem? So he's an LA native and he said,
because he was like, I don't want to give my tax money or my tax dollars to.
Yeah, that's what most of them are saying.
That's what they were saying. Yeah, that's the whole idea. Because they're in different tax. They're in tax brackets much higher than we are. And their tax brackets, they pay 64%, 62%. Which is fucking crazy. I would not give my fucking millions of dollars, half of my $1 million to the state.
Or half,
for that matter. It's crazy. I get it.
You may not have an option.
One of my best friends I grew up with, he got into the stock market. He's big into it now. And you know who I'm talking about, the dark one, the short one. And dude, I tell him all the time, I'm like, you're amazing. You came from another country and now you're in America making money while you sleep. Right.
I believe he was born here.
Yeah, he was born here.
So he didn't come from another country. He was born here.
He was born here.
Can we get an accurate story out of you, David? You're like these fucking reporters, bro. Tell the truth. Be unbiased.
He's funny. I forgot where I was going with it because you distracted me. That's habit.
Why? By putting facts and saying that he was born here?
There's a little dark, there's a short dark guy that makes money in the stock market.
Yeah, but I forgot where I was going with it.
You were proud of him.
God damn it.
About just the tax bracket.
Oh, the tax. Okay, right. Yeah, the tax bracket. He's telling me, he's like, bro, I figured out a way to not pay taxes.
Oh, one of those.
He forgot. I was like, dude, I do not want to pay taxes. And I kind of agree with him. I was like, bro, I feel you. You don't want to pay taxes because you have all this, you make all this money, you know, through the stock market, and you just happen to know how to move money around so that you don't pay taxes, right? You move your money through shell companies that are outside of the country. Then you use that money to invest in something else, and you report on your taxes that you make no profit, right? For example, if you're a nonprofit, you're not making any money, right? So your margins for profit are at whatever. Anything above that is profit. Anything that matches that is nonprofit. If you make less than that, that's. I'm not a fucking accounting professor, so don't quote me. So what he was saying,
isn't that the economics?
No, accounting. It's accounting.
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah. I was thinking about something else.
And so he's like, yeah, like this is how they do it. This is how Trump does it. This is how they all do it. All of our politicians, they move their money around so that it doesn't get taxed, or they move it offshore, and then they report. For example, Amazon, they essentially pay apparently about the same much in taxes as some of most Americans, and they do that because they're able to, because they're a logistics company. They're not a shipping company. They don't report any profits because they reinvest all of that back into other parts of their Amazon corporation. That way they can say, oh, we didn't make any money this year, therefore we pay X amount in taxes. Like, that to me, I'm like, okay, I guess you can do that. Right? I mean, that's the American way of doing things, where you make money, you make a lot of money, and then you're like, okay, I don't want
to. You like the workaround
the
system?
People get mad for people not paying their taxes. The big politicians who make millions of dollars, and like they get mad at them, but it's like, you know, they're the ones that wrote the tax law, and they're taking advantage of their own tax laws. Like I think that's where people make the mistake about like criticizing people who, when they say things like, oh yes, Amazon, Google, and them, like, you know, are able to avoid large federal taxes, right? Is it that? Because they pay state taxes. Federal taxes is what they claim, is what they use as the thing when they say, oh, they paid zero in taxes or less than that. And yeah, I mean, like, fucking, you know, you go to jail for tax evasion only to live off taxes. You know what I mean? Like, that's ironic.
That's funny, yeah.
Right? Yeah, that's pretty ironic. Yeah, that was my little rant on...
Jesus, I don't even know.
I don't know how we got there. No. But just another day speaking to David, though. What was it, 2 days ago when we came out here? I think there was some dude on a motorcycle, uh-huh, and he had a sword on. Like an actual, sword on? Like a fucking, like a katana or some shit on his back.
That's pretty
he was
badass.
Like wearing a back. Oh, well, he's like a fucking idiot. Are you serious? That's badass.
You don't think it's badass to be on a motorcycle with a katana?
No, he looks like a moron. What are you, in a fucking bullshit Yakuza movie? Like, get the hell out of here. This is Kill Bill. That shit's over.
What are you talking about? What kind of motorcycle was it? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. Well, it was in passing, so I just saw it like really quick.
Yeah.
And so I like saw it, and like on the side of my, he's like, he has a backpack with some shit like still kind of coming out, mm-hmm, and it was a fucking sword in there, mm-hmm, and I was just like, what is this guy planning on doing? But then I was like, wait, is it legal to carry a sword? And it is. In California, you can carry a sword as long as it's sheathed and just open carry it, like it's all good. So if you wanna defend yourself without a firearm, there you go. People can battle out with swords on the street.
That just kind of gave me a great idea. It seems like a fun idea to just walk around with
a
sword.
It's weird that, you know, in the thing they point out, Mac, when you see, well, there you go, you got people doing it already. So like, they point out in the law that's like, it's legal to open carry a sheath sword, mm-hmm, but you can't have a cane sword. So like, you can't,
I give my buddy one of,
like,
those.
Like, it has to be visible to the other person, like, oh, this guy has a sword, you know, I gotta watch out for him. But you can't have one like secretly.
Also not like concealed carry.
Yeah, like not a concealed carry sword. If you're gonna carry a sword in California, we gotta see that shit. The other guy has to be able to draw his, so you
Which,
guys can
if
battle
I were
it out.
To carry around a sword, that's what it would be. It would be a cane sword.
That's funny.
You'd think that, but you can't. So if you're gonna go,
well, it isn't like, I'm not gonna, I wouldn't use, I'm not carrying this thing to go find somebody to kill. It's more of like if something happens, I'm ready.
That's the idea. Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah. The concealed carry. But
unless that guy on the motorcycle was like, well,
I would love to know where the fuck Thursday
I gotta go.
Yeah.
See Bill.
Seeing Bill today.
Yeah. That's I don't know.
He knows I'm coming. And he comes. Come on out, Bill. Let's do this, motherfucker.
Fuck, man. I would love to get a katana. I would love to go to Japan and get one made for me. Like one that takes like 1,000 years to make or something. You know what I mean? No, sorry. So
you want to go now.
Hey, at least you said you misspoke. All right.
Then 1,000 years from now, you'll be back to get your sword because they're going to start it
they
now.
They fold the metal in like over 1,000 times to make it like strong and sturdy. I was learning about this the other day about how they make katanas and stuff. The way they referred to it as like an art, and that
it is an art.
The idea, it is actually, yeah, it is an art, which I didn't realize. I thought it was more of just like a skill, like a trade, but it's actually an art where the blacksmith treats the metal in a way that it's like alive or something.
Yeah, they respect the material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they respect it, and through the whole process. They treat it with like as if it's some sort of like if it's part of them, and so that the sword itself becomes an extension of their creative work. So all the rivets in the metal and the way they wrap the guard and the handle, they refer to it as like a kimono that wraps around the blade. I didn't realize that's what that was when they wrap the grips. It's the cloth. Right, it's supposed to be like it's wearing clothing, the sword.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I thought that was really interesting. Now it makes more sense because I watch a lot of anime, and one of my favorite anime characters uses three swords. Like, he has one in his mouth, and he carries one. He literally works his jaw out so that he can
wield the fucking blade and just.
Yeah, he wields a blade in his mouth and has two on his side.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's pretty badass. I'll gotta anime, show you guys. So I gotta show you
anything's possible in anime.
And these swords are imbued with the live force of the characters.
Listen to Sally.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Imbued. For you.
And he's able to activate the abilities of the swords through his like ability to wield them, which is really cool.
Oh, this is for that character.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about like the sword that you wanted made.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I was like,
you know what would be cool? If like I die and I have
that would be cool.
Let's leave it there.
If I get my ashes imbued into a katana, that actually sounds like a pretty badass idea.
Is that what you want?
I kind of, now that I'm thinking about it. See, this is the thing I was thinking about. If I die outside the country,
because if you died like right now, I'm gonna consider. I'm like one of his final words where he wants to be, you know, cremated and
it's also recorded.
Yeah,
it's also being recorded. Yes, if I die like outside of the country, you don't have to fly my body back. Cremate me over there and then bring my ashes over. Or second, if I die here, you can.
What if you're like in the Congo? You still don't want to be brought back?
What the fuck would I be doing in the Congo?
What are you doing outside of the US?
I'm probably in Japan.
They don't want you over there.
I do want to go to Japan though. We should go to Japan.
Would you want to go to Japan? I'd love to go to Japan.
Let's go. Depending where.
What part? Yeah.
Tokyo.
You want to go to Tokyo? I'm down.
I'll go.
Yeah. All right. We should plan it.
Well.
The idea that I want my
ashes. We
can't
even travel right now. And
yeah, the idea I want my ashes thinking, imbued right? into a giant katana.
I'll put you in a pen sword.
Oh.
That's what I
thought you were going to say pencil and then just never use it. That's what I was going to do.
Oh, that's true.
You'll be the lead in the pencil and you'll just be in a little.
Can't they like?
I'll have you in a display case.
Yeah.
And then I'll remember one of the times where you really pissed me off, and I'll just throw you in a box of number twos and just give it to somebody.
Number twos.
Go crazy.
I kind of want to. Can they
or
do
just
the,
have so a lot of lead and make a lot of pencils, just every day, just break them.
Snap them in half.
Can they do the thing? Can they make a diamond out of your ashes with enough pressure?
I'm sure they could.
Right? Am I tripping? Is that how it works?
I don't know if anybody would want to wear that.
Is that how geology works? You just like really use.
I know
a lot
it's
of math?
Pressure, but what is it? It's
geology. Geology is the joke of all sciences. Give me a break.
So what is this?
This is just a fucking. I don't know. I randomly found this one day as I was like surfing the internet, and I don't know. When the first time I saw it, I was just like, holy fucking shit. Obviously, this thing is extinct, but I mean, just.
Is that what they thought was.
That's like, no, that's like one of the 15 largest birds like in history. Oh, wow. And I'm seeing it. Did it come out grainy for you?
No, it's fine.
Clear.
Dude,
how would it fly?
It may not have flown. Or maybe it did. I don't know. Well, because they don't, you know, they don't have all the facts or whatever. Just like they don't have all the facts of like all the dinosaurs.
It's just very top heavy.
I can't. I mean, I'm sure it, the bottom probably weighs enough to like balance out the length
of
that
beak.
It
really does not look like.
I don't know. Like, I just look. This is one of the things. It was one of the 15 biggest birds like in history. And I'm just, if this thing still existed, like you shit yourself. Because
that's hilarious. Like,
dude.
Once that thing starts flying, like I can imagine if it wanted a torpedo down.
It would just
that head.
Oh, that's
just straight
cut straight the air.
Oh yeah, I mean that. The beak looks like it could fuck something up.
I mean, yeah, compare that to a pterodactyl, you know what I mean? I mean, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, why hasn't nobody made a horror movie about dinosaurs running wild?
I think it's called Jurassic Park.
I said horror, not...
I think it's called Jurassic Park.
It was kind
of... It's not a horror, yeah, but I mean, it does show the, like, what could happen.
The first one is pretty scary, yeah.
What about, like, it was the second one when they had them in the streets, like, actual, like, in the city? Because they like, tranquilized that T-Rex on the island. And they brought him to the city for
an auction to show it off.
To show it off, and then I guess probably to sell it or some shit.
Yeah.
Stupidest thing. And then
it's always
just started
the biggest
wild.
Mistake of people too.
Taking in.
I don't, and you know,
like
bro, and
King
all
Kong
this
was
shit,
the same way. You yep. brought it to the city, and it's like every single.
And
time.
You would think with all the shit that they show, like all the ideas of like what could happen, mm-hmm. like maybe you'd want to slow down AI.
Yeah.
Maybe if Elon Musk says, hey, slow this down, you might want to take that into consideration. Nope, they still fucking doing it. Have you seen some of those videos of like the robots like flipping and jumping onto like
Boston
fucking
Dynamics,
like,
yeah.
Oh my god, dude. And then have you seen the robots already, the Postmates robots on the street?
Yeah, the little go-karts,
mm-hmm.
the little carts that
yeah.
drive up to
yeah,
your door.
Yeah, this is them slowly trying to implement it. I'm glad it's only starting here, not so much everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, I saw one just the other day. Yeah, so like Postmates.
Wait, you
so
saw
I
a Postmate
have,
vehicle?
I see them all the time.
What? I actually don't. What the fuck?
So yeah, it's basically, it's like
all
a,
I can it, imagine is like
it's
one
just
of those
box.
Remote carts with a cart.
I can
on it.
It's like think of a
like
giant
a basket.
Cooler.
It's like yeah, it's like
think
a it's
cooler.
Like a cooler, but yeah. as a cart, like a shopping cart.
With like six
mm-hmm.
wheels on it.
So it's just a box, and it's no,
it's got
four.
It's got four. Oh,
and
okay.
it's got like two
so, yeah,
big
pretty,
headlights.
Essentially a cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm sure inside it's probably heated up and all that shit. And
well, depending on what it is,
and it just drives around.
I mean, ice cream.
It goes. It's got people's shit.
That would be cool. Actually.
It's got people's food in there, and you just see it driving. It's on the sidewalks, and yeah, just delivering food to people.
So that's odd. So what is it? So it goes all the way to the restaurant.
I don't know
or
exactly.
How does it? Yeah, I would. Like
I've only
to see.
Seen it like on the streets. So like the first time I saw it, I was like, "What the fuck?" But it says like Postmates
how,
on it. And
how
stuff.
Do they control the whole? Or is it? Just,
I'm sure somebody's like in there remotely, like controlling it from like wherever their headquarters
like, what
is.
What if somebody just decides to just pick
that's,
it up?
Every like, time I walk by it, I'm like, maybe I can just open it up and
or just
have
open
a meal.
Grab the meal or just grab the whole entire thing.
I mean, it's probably locked and all. Yeah, you can, well. Probably got a tracking chip in it or something, so he just picks it up. But it doesn't make a point because, like, a homeless people they could just be like, "What the fuck is this alien thing?" and they just beat the shit out of it, and then they find like this treasure chest of food.
Of food, yeah.
And then like now they're not safe.
They'd be like, "My lucky day," and just start going to town on somebody's food.
You know who Rob Schneider is, right, Grinch?
Mm-hmm.
Have you? He's in a sci-fi movie, where he lives in an apartment building. And they have like little robots that pull up to your door and they sell you food. And in the movie, the little robot has options. And it says like Olive Garden, Taco Bell, Chili's. It's pretty cool. That's exactly where that.
It's basically what's going on now.
When they see those. I can't remember what movie.
Order it
in.
From your phone and it comes by.
When did they start
robot.
Doing this?
A couple months ago.
No, but.
Because yeah. I can see it like as a response to the.
Situation.
Like during it's a good idea, but just in normal, just like we were back to normal.
I mean, it saves them money because they don't have to pay the driver.
I think that's the bad part. At least just as a regular person, it's kind of sad that you are replaced by a robot, and it takes the people who because some people depend on that. So I've known people that do it as a side hustle, both
yeah.
like Uber and stuff like that. But some. That I was not aware of. It was like that's their whole entire job.
Oh yeah, it's their
which
whole
is,
livelihood. Yeah,
which is crazy. and being replaced by that small little thing. I don't know if I can trust that.
That's the way it is, man. Well, imagine working on an assembly line like back in the 50s and 60s and shit, and then they start with this automation, and now how many people are out of a job because they have machines that can do the same work for, you know, obviously less than half or whatever, half the cost or less, because they don't have to pay these people and insurance and the families and all that stuff.
Oh, it looks more ridiculous than I thought.
It looks absolutely ridiculous. It looks like cartoony. But that thing, yeah, look, and then you it does see look the guy, cartoony. And then you see the guy opening it. I don't know if you open up the images.
Yeah, I'm gonna use the
yeah. Let me see. Yeah, so he's opening it and you can just fucking, and there you go. And this thing's, and it's just on the streets driving around. It's pretty cool. You know, it's cool looking when you're walking by.
That's funny if it carries. So like the guy that's opening it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of looks like he's shopping around in there. Like, he's like, what do you got in here?
This is my order, but maybe... Ooh, this guy got Taco Bell. I'll grab that instead.
I was feeling a little ethnic.
It's putting a lot of faith, a lot more faith into people.
In people, then. That's my word with them.
Yeah, because, like, if you ordered some shit from, like, McDonald's, and then there's, like, a bag from, like, Outback with a big-ass steak in it or something, it's like, I think I'd rather have steak today.
Yeah, because people do the whole, McDonald's. Like, you know, if they have multiple orders or something, they'll stop.
Yeah, you don't. I fucking hate that.
Do you
that
do the like straight to me or whatever? Yeah.
If I can, usually I can. Once they made that, because it really fell off, dude. Especially Uber. Uber, I hate using Uber now because what it used to be was you'd order an Uber and it was in front of you in like five minutes, maybe 10 max, but it would never get to 10 minutes. It was always there, super quick. And then I don't know, out of nowhere they started putting this thing of drivers can accept like the next like customer basically as they still have somebody in the car. So like now when you pull it up and you say like, all right, I want to take an Uber and I'm going home, and then it'll say, oh, the fucking driver has one more stop before he gets to you. Don't fuck it. Like, why would you start doing that? Because they're saying, oh, it saves time and all this stuff.
No,
I didn't feel so much for Uber because I haven't taken an Uber in a while. So but like for dumb. Uber Eats, I would get mad. I didn't think it was going to bother me
because now my food's
until
get...
I see it. And then I'm just like, well, who told him to stop there? Because I thought you were going to come straight here.
Because they have like a car full of like everybody's shit and what happened.
And then especially it's from a place that's already kind of far.
Yeah. Well, I try to limit it to like maybe max 3 miles because I know that the shit's going to cool off. So
I was trying to think of how, but no, because yeah, the places around me, like if I wanted like barbecue.
Yeah,
I like can't that's do that. Like 20, yeah. 25 minutes away from me. Like,
fuck you for bringing that up. And you know why you did it. Well, no, what'd you find there? What'd you find? What were you
laughing
at?
The whole time I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, some kids are just going to tip that shit over. Like, they're just going to flip that shit.
I hadn't even thought of that, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, like, I'm like...
Like, high school kids, like, dicking around.
You're just fucking around with your friends. You're like,
you've seen them. The youths out here. They're just doing
the wild
shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. They leave them in trash cans and shit. Like, they don't give a fuck. It's
horrible.
They do?
Yes, they do.
People the scooters?
Yes.
Son of a
bitch. Some people have no idea how badly they treat them.
I mean, no, I'm not surprised. I'm just joking. I mean, they have all graffiti and they're all fucking, none of them are like ever standing up. They're all pushed over on the ground and they're all beat up.
Yeah.
And like, I use them and I'm just like, why are you like wasting your energy, like destroying this? Like, who gives a fuck about this thing?
So yeah, it's funny because the article that I'm reading, it mentions it because it says that it can carry 50 pounds of goods for about 25 miles on a single charge. Enough to make about a dozen deliveries a day. And thanks to its low center of gravity achieved by building the battery into the bottom of the chassis, it's less likely to get cow-tipped. That's funny because they literally mentioned that. That's the whole time I'm looking at it, I'm like, someone could easily just fucking flip that shit.
Well, I don't
think... While somebody was editing this, they were like, make sure to put the...
Make sure to put the weight at the bottom.
Because you know they're going to want it.
Oh, for sure. But I'm not a piece of shit person, I guess, so that thought hadn't crossed my mind. I kind of saw it more like... Oh, cool. I wonder what that thing is.
Yeah, I have to think about everything. Like,
yeah, I go straight to, like, what are they going to do to these things?
Yeah, you have to think that.
That comes to me later on because when I saw the scooters, I was like, oh, all right, cool. And then I used one. I was like, all right, whatever. And then as I used it more and more, I'm like, damn, some of these are just fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wondering, who's doing this? The bars are bent. The damn accelerator's broken. The brakes are broken. All this shit. I'm like, what do people do to these fucking things? I get it. Like, you know.
For a long time, I thought that's why it wouldn't work here. I would think, I thought in my mind, I was like, they're going to have this for a couple months. They're going to see how badly.
I mean, it's great for tourists.
They get messed up and then, but no, they still have them out.
So, I use them.
No, they're cool. I'm glad you like them. I actually, have you ridden one?
No, I refuse to.
We got
to
go out Why? To Venice Beach and ride.
I don't like them.
They're really fun.
They're fun.
Yeah, they're really fun.
They are fun.
You just don't like being not in control of what? Of the speed or what?
Yeah, like if I'm going to ride a scooter, I'm going to ride a regular scooter.
Wait, what's
it's pretty
a
cheap
scooter?
I don't know. It's pretty cheap.
What's a regular scooter?
Like the Razors. Remember
the
Razors?
Oh,
the
Razors. Yeah. Yes.
They're not cheap enough, though. Every time they ask me how my experience was, I say fucking frowny face because it's too expensive.
Really? How much do they charge now?
It's $1 to unlock, which is fine. Uber had the better ones because like...
Does it go by miles?
It goes by minutes. So it's $1 to unlock and like 38 cents per minute. So like if you can get to, you know, your spot and... Nobody's fucking paying attention to traffic lights on these things, even though you're supposed to technically be like using road rule. Yeah, no, fuck that. So, what's it called? So, if you can get to your destination quicker, you're going to save money that way. It's pretty great. So, but sometimes it doesn't.
Gives you the incentive to
move your ass.
To speed, yeah.
Not really. It does me. I don't think anybody else does because usually it's more like tourist people that are like on
there. It is kind of. I do see a lot of people like it's leisure.
But the thing is, because a lot of areas are restricted for them. Mm. So like you can't like ride at the max is like 15.1 miles an hour, but certain areas are restricted with like areas that have a lot of like pedestrians and shit, like obviously like the Walk of Fame. So when you go there and you see it when you have the app open, there's like it's like the Google map, and then there'll just be outlined around like certain areas like Hollywood Boulevard. It'll be in like in a gray shaded area, and that's like limited to like 2 miles an hour, so you're basically going to be walking with it. So they have their own safety measures and shit, but
It says here
it's
that
still too expensive. I think
having your food delivered by human is gonna. They want to turn it into a luxury, right? You pay for the privilege of having someone come to your door and drop it off, versus going out to the curb to pick it up from a little robot.
I'm cool with it, but don't make it so damn expensive.
It's gonna.
Have
be
you
expensive.
Seen the service charges and shit like for like Uber and or like you know Uber Eats and shit?
It's always
like,
a joke.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yeah. Like, cause you'll pay like I get like the small order fee, so like I try to like get
because it's I think $10.
Yeah, I try to get the
right?
minimum.
It's $10.
I think it's $15.
Yeah.
No, once, I think
if
it's,
you no, nah, it, yeah, because if you put if you get like $10 worth of shit, then they add a $3.
$8 or $3.
Yeah, $3 small order fee. So they'll do the $3 small order fee. The service fee, which is like $3 and change, and then some other shit that they make up.
I don't know.
And then tax. No. Something else. And then tax. Mm-hmm. I'd order something right now, but that, I don't want to do that. And
because isn't it the service fee, the delivery fee, and then taxes?
They separate them.
No, small order fee.
No, so if if you do like if we order McDonald's, right? Like if I ordered McDonald's right now and I order like a burger.
And that's where I'm thinking. That's why I think it's
like because you don't order that much
or more.
So like you don't order that much from McDonald's when you do order it. Like how much is it usually?
It goes down to like it's like $9, right? And I always have to add one more thing to make sure that I don't get the small because I'm like it equals the same amount if I were to get something.
So you might as well get that extra amount of food to not you know so you avoid that so that you don't just throw money away at a small
correct,
service fee. You just have more food.
And even though that's why usually like I order the burger or something like a small just so that I don't get charged with the
exactly. But then so if you don't have the small order fee, then there's this the service fee.
I thought the delivery fee was one of them.
Oh yeah, because if it's not free delivery, so there's a service fee, the delivery fee,
and then
taxes.
Yeah. The small order.
If you do a small order. So that's the thing. Yeah.
Which basically would be if like you get the $15 minimum. Right, it would be that those $3 from like your $10 or $5.
Yeah, that's why. That's why instead of just ordering a small thing and paying that small
order fee.
And it really
does depend where you order from, because I've ordered from places where the delivery is $5.
Yeah, I never.
And I'm like, then plus the service and the tax. I'm like, that's a whole nother.
Yeah, because you try to order something for like $15. Or something
reasonable.
Oh, it
ends up being like about 30,
yeah,
30 bucks.
Remember when we were doing the Cheesecake Factory thing?
Yeah. Oh, that was
so. So we were, so I don't know if he told you. So we were both ordering, we're playing Call of Duty or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, it was fucking, I'm going to eat whatever. Mm-hmm. So we started talking about like, hey, what are you going to get and shit. Mm-hmm. So he was going to order from Cheesecake Factory in Virginia. Mm-hmm. And I was going to order it from here. Mm-hmm. And obviously it's a little bit more expensive over here. But
you want to order the same thing?
We tried to order... No, it wasn't the same thing, but it was in the same area, basically. Like, the entree was, like, the same.
Because we were looking at it, and we were like,
section.
Oh, we're
just
kind of good or whatever.
Comparing it, yeah.
Okay.
And then...
that's how we found out that it was, like... I don't know, a couple of cents or something, like, or like a dollar or whatever, yeah, more expensive for the same like entree or the same like cheesecake. It would be, mm-hmm, more expensive here than it was over there.
Correct. For a national chain, yeah, which you would assume it's kind of the same.
I didn't realize it was a national around chain for a while, just to be clear.
But so whatever. So we're going over it, and he orders whatever he ordered, and it was like 20, 30 bucks.
Yeah.
I ordered something that was essentially the same price. It was a different thing, but like the entree was like 15 bucks or some, mm-hmm, shit like that. His ended up with a cheesecake. Mm-hmm. His ended up, yeah, being like 20, 30, fuck you, 20, 30 bucks. Mine ended up being like 42 and change. Whoa. And I just said, fuck that, I'm going to order something, whoa, else. It's insane.
It was, fuck, really that expensive, and I believe the there either wasn't one near you, no, or it was like far. It was like far.
Yeah, no, it's actually a lot closer, because I did look for it. Like, I looked more into it, because I got, mm-hmm, I was like, I had a little extra money, so I was like, let me treat myself and get like a one entree, yeah, from Cheesecake, whatever. If I knew this area better, it's in a mall, one of those outlet, yeah, malls.
I know.
By, so I think Grove Beverly. I think it's the Grove. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, so, and it's got, which no is, roof, right? It's the outdoor.
Oh, I don't know. No. I was looking at it from my apartment. Oh,
okay, it's, yeah, probably that one then. Yeah, I wish they would just lie to us about the,
no,
the prices.
What do you mean? Fucking stooge. Or like, what do you mean?
Just, or they wouldn't show it in the breakdown. I'd be like, can you just tell me everything is included? Or just,
no, I want the breakdown, because I don't want to throw away the $3. So like, opposite. Small.
I'm not fine with them lying to me and then finding out later that you charge me for this.
You just,
I'd rather see it, except I'd rather not have it broken down. Just, yeah, give me the total.
Because it makes me more upset.
I want the breakdown.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. It makes me more,
yeah,
upset.
I actually get like more, because then I get frustrated, and I'm like, why is this
$4?
I'd rather not, because I know that I am going to order it anyways. So I'd rather just order it without the frustration.
I'll
and just accept
my mind.
It.
I'll get very Jewy with it, because I want the breakdown. I want you to tell me where my money is, because that's how you find out about these like small order fees, like an additional
$3. That is true. It does help you. Like,
so instead of just throwing the $3, yeah, at their order fee, let me order
like certain places that I know I'm
not
going to
order a biscuit, or order like another small sandwich.
Like, if I know that it's like, this
I was
is
very
what I
committed
want
to getting Cheesecake Factory that one day. I
really, you change your mind. Cheesecake. Yeah, I'm not that way. I'm like, if I want something, no, that's too bad. It's going to be, this is what, now I just know, don't think about that again.
Yeah, no, I'll see it and I'll be like, fuck, I'll just remember it for next time. I'll be like, next time I have a little bit of extra and I'll splurge, I'll get this. But for now,
because then now I know, no, how much it is. I'm just like, okay, I can't just be having that whenever,
yeah,
I want.
I don't do that. I'll look into it.
Yeah, no, if it's too expensive, it's just like, I feel you, dude. Like, you look at your order, you're like, I just ordered a sandwich, a drink, and
it's
fries.
It's not worth
and it's
it.
It's like $45.
It's not worth $40. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's why there's still places that I'll go and pick up.
Before tip. $42 before tip.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Before tip.
And they automatically,
and then they try
highlight
to like, be like,
one,
yeah,
like a good one. And difficult. I'm just like, wait, first of all,
it's 3 miles away. Yeah. The guy's picking it up for me. Look, I appreciate it. I do tip him, but I'm not going to give you the fucking $8-$10 that you're suggesting. Like, bro, come on. Yeah. I still need money too. Okay?
I got bills to pay.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, and it's crazy to me that, like, it's not
somebody's gonna say, if anybody listens to this, they'll be like, well, why don't you not order? Well,
it's a privilege.
Yeah, man, sometimes I want to order stuff, sometimes I don't,
yeah,
feel like cooking.
It's like the convenience of, like,
that's what it is. It's convenience.
I like that though. I like those people who, well, why don't you not order it? And it's like, all right, well, are you gonna cook? Yeah, just pretend like you
actually
wouldn't do the
my
same
best friend
thing
is like that.
It's cool. He's, well, your best friend's a piece of shit.
He's not, he's always getting on my ass about it. It's like, bro, just, why are you gonna pay for this? Just,
well, eat. Like, because I get that mentality, because I am the same way. But the thing is, if I can, then why wouldn't I?
No, I know what you mean.
Sometimes it's late. Sometimes,
no,
you don't feel like cooking and
that's
shit.
Fine.
And, you,
like,
know,
I have like no issue with that either. Like, I'm like, yeah, if I can afford it, I can pay for it. I don't give a fuck. Like, just order it. Like, yeah, it's not a big deal.
I don't like people telling me what to do. So
that's an,
I'll either
too,
order it or cook. I'll do whatever I feel.
Yeah,
like
I'll do
that,
whatever then. I feel like it too. All right, fuck you.
there you go.
no, yeah, but like, I think, I guess I can kind of,
there's
agree.
A little anger in that too.
The luxury,
fuck you.
The luxury of, you know, ordering food and then having a human drop it off personally.
To me, it's not a luxury, because that was already around. It wasn't like they invented that. That was something that was already provided.
I would like to bring that back.
The milkman.
Like, even, yeah. I didn't even think about milkman. All I thought of was like pizza. Since when do they been delivering?
Pizza out here is trash.
I
don't know if that's
got,
where you're
no,
going.
No, that's not,
oh,
where,
okay,
I was going,
okay,
at all. I'm not going to try to sell you on the pizza here. What I was saying was the delivery service is that like Domino's.
I think they started Pizza in Hot Italy things. Too. I think they started delivering pizzas in Italy. Like that's where it originated from. I don't know if you just wanted that.
Oh, I don't know.
A little nugget of.
So you, even that, like, so this whole Uber thing is to have somebody Uber deliver is German, right? food to your door is not new, and it's not a luxury. It's a service that, because of the breakdown, you know you're paying for.
They need to have a service where they just have like a naked person drop off your food. Because you know, have naked maids. You know, why don't they have like a Uber?
If that was going to happen anywhere, it'd be here or Nevada. So right. You're on the right track.
Yeah, like a woman who comes in with like a
with very, a trench coat.
A trench
coat. And then when she brings you your food.
So then you would have to choose.
I feel like that's going to be significantly like more expensive.
And the guy yeah, is, that would be a luxury. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
I said, because you have to choose, because, you know, if you don't, then you're going to have a guy.
Yeah.
Come here with a trench coat and then flash you.
Then watch it, like, there would be no female drivers. It's like, oh, they only have guys.
Dude, I've, some of these went, oof, there are some smoke shows doing Uber and, well, and Uber LA, Eats so. And shit. Yeah. Not just LA. I mean, I've ordered this shit when I was on the East Coast, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's beautiful women everywhere, right? Oof. Well, not, you wouldn't know.
Ooh.
Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder.
No, so why wouldn't I know if I'm a beholder?
I was saying that your standards of beauty are
really they're high. Actually they're really high for no reason.
At least, hey, he admits
I like
it.
That answer. No, that's
at least
fine. They're really yeah. high for no reason. That's I like fine. That. Yeah. I feel
I'm,
the same way.
I'm a solid 6 at night from like 100 meters away.
Yeah.
While it's raining.
I feel that, yeah.
So, like, why I have high standards, I have no idea.
Dude, it sucks, because I really have really high standards, too. Like,
I don't know. I don't
go.
Know.
Here we go.
I do.
Well, this is more between y'all, because that's... You know more about it.
Like, he knows my dating history, briefly. Like, okay, you could... You from looking in, if you want to reflect, you tell me.
Don't get insecure. I'm just... this is what I've observed.
My last, I think, in my opinion, I had a dime, right? Now, I'm not... I'm saying this.
I was thinking of your 30. Latest entanglement.
Oh, my latest.
Okay, we're still using it. Without,
if I may.
Without getting into.
Getting into. Detail. I don't want to get into. I'm just.
No, but
so that you know where I'm coming
it's,
from.
It's in a sense.
Look at look at how he subconsciously blocks the mic as he talks when he was doing it. Like, no, that's not where it was. It was in the speaking portion. You were trying to not get into.
I, in
it.
Some
I'm
ways,
nervous.
Agree with you, Rick. My last entanglement was not exactly the most dime.
I knew you were going to use
that. I don't want to use the word dime. I just fuck. It's too late now. I'm just going to say, yes, it wasn't exactly up to where I normally, where you see me. Because he sees me with, dimes mostly. So it's... Okay.
I have to take your word for it. I don't know.
We just don't have the same taste, which is fine. I wasn't criticizing you.
No,
what I'm saying
I know
is,
you weren't criticizing me. You were bringing it up to use it as an example, yeah. As because I asked you what you thought of my past women.
And that's what I think of right now. So, if I'm going off of that,
I was going off serious relationships, but even then, like those are 8s and above, in my opinion. I've had my grenades, but.
That's why beauty...
I learned to throw those grenades as soon as I pull the pin, though. You know what I'm saying?
That's a Jersey thing to call them, like, grenades. Like, it's a Jersey, New York
thing.
Well,
I mean, I grew up watching
what
the
do
Jersey
you guys call it?
Though? And they're back. They're on vacation now, I heard.
Yeah.
I kind of want to watch
that. What did you guys call?
Call what?
Like,
oh, ugly chicks?
Yeah.
I think that. We go straight to the point.
Don't try to hide it in code.
Butterfaces, right?
Oh, yeah, I think that was like universal.
She's fine, yeah. Butterface, you know what I'm saying? What's another one? I don't know. I don't really call chicks ugly.
Yeah, I try not to.
I just use the number scale, like science. I just use science.
Oh.
Like if they get...
I thought you were going straight after weight. I was like, that's
whoa.
Really bad.
No. I love my chunky women. I mean, I'm not a chunky kind of guy. I like them. You know how I like them.
Like
I don't got to repeat myself. What happened?
Like what you like,
you know, long hair, a little fuzz around the what, hey man, each his own.
What about you? Like, you had a dime piece at one time, right? Everybody has a dime piece in their life at one point, right?
I had a few.
You've had a few?
Oh, yeah.
Which one did you fall
in
love with?
What do you think you're dealing with here? Oh, pump the brakes.
Whoa,
not some
you didn't fall in love
foolish
with
child. Like, oh my god,
you can tell a lot by a person who's been in love or not. I'm just saying. Not to be too philosophical.
See, the problem is right now is that people use love like it's lost its weight because everybody uses it so fucking much. Bro, I was dating this one chick one time, and after like 2 months or whatever, she's like, oh, blah, 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 I love you. And I was like, what? And then she kind of was like, oh, not like I'm in love with you, but you know, like I love you, like I like spending time with you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, don't just use that as like a throwaway word. Yeah. It means something to me. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like maybe sappy or whatever, but it's supposed to like mean something. So like, no, I'm actually interested. I don't say it to like, I don't just throw it at people. Like,
yeah,
people that you just meet, whatever, you just became friends. Like, oh, I love this guy. I'd be like, I don't really say that.
Yeah.
Just for me personally, like, I don't care if people use it, mm-hmm, but like, I'm not going to say it if I don't actually mean it. You know what I mean?
I agree with you. I do think the word is...
Especially like if I'm dating a chick, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
No, yeah, I wouldn't throw it around. I do agree with you that, I think it's like an American thing. I could be wrong. Like,
yeah.
No, because in Japan, the word itself carries weight. Like, you can't just use it.
As it should.
Yeah, but I think it just depends on the person.
I don't think so.
Yes,
think
it does. Like, what did you just say? You won't say it unless you...
Yeah, I won't say it unless I mean
therefore,
it.
Therefore, it's on him. It's not because he's American or he's from wherever.
No, but I think that's the way it should be.
That's what... What am I saying? I said it goes by person. It's not like an American thing. It's not a Japan thing. Because some
person
thing.
Could say, oh, I'm in love with a person.
That's why. That it depends on that person.
Yeah, but I don't think that's... I know. I'm saying that I don't think that's...
Because everyone...
I don't think that's possible.
It's going to sound bad, but... Yeah. Or not bad. It sounds corny. But everyone, mm-hmm, you know, everybody loves differently. Everybody has their levels of when they think they're in love. Or how much they love something.
Right, I would I disagree with people who say they like fall in love right away or something, or love at first sight.
You don't think that's possible?
I don't think, actually it is possible because there's this one woman that I do love and she doesn't know yet.
good for her.
Good for her, right.
I can't that she doesn't that. Know.
But she doesn't know. No. I just don't think that's a thing. Maybe it's just me being a hopeless romantic or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
No, hopeless romantic would believe that is true.
A hopeless romantic, she'd know already. Like,
really?
Oh, for sure.
Is that then? I probably have the term wrong. I probably maybe. Don't know.
What are you thinking about?
I'm thinking like a hopeless romantic. Isn't that like somebody who is like not good with love or something?
I'm yeah, not, but I think it's more like they wear their heart on their sleeve. You know, it's like they don't really hide it.
They're just like immediately like fully invested in somebody like that.
I think
that.
So.
Because I'm kind of confused. I thought hopeless romantic meant like you just don't believe that you'll ever fall in love or some shit or like it doesn't exist. I would love to fall in love again with somebody.
I don't think Google is accurate with their description here.
I know. Whatever the fuck is it?
It's like the PC fucking...
What?
For a hopeless romantic, life equals love. Like,
hey, well, I'm sorry. Speak up.
It's like it says like a hopeless romantic, an expression describing a person who has romantic notions about life. That's what it's saying here. But like, I'm pretty sure generally.
They, from what I gather, is that they hold love in a, like in this light, in this pedestal,
uh-huh,
above a lot of like everything,
uh-huh,
even though they have not had those experiences.
That's interesting.
So they most likely like unlucky.
Then yeah, I don't enough, agree.
But uh-huh, but they do see love as a
as an important thing. Romantics.
But you said you were one.
No, I had it wrong. I thought I was using it. I thought I was using it right, but I'm using it wrong. Because I thought
we gotta get you the dictionary.
Yeah, I thought it was calendar. Something else. Yeah, I'm not a hopeless romantic. I think like you can just really like somebody, and like you said, people love their own way. What is it? The corny thing you said.
That is it.
If I make people quote love your their own way,
people are allowed to love however they want. Yeah, like people show love in different ways.
Yeah, I think some people buy things for others. Some give. Some
people create things.
Like talk, compliments, all that stuff.
I like to buy a lady a nice gift. You
know? Yeah, like I'm not really good with gifts.
Because some people are not good at like
talking.
Thank you. So they just like give stuff.
Excuse me.
I wasn't looking at
who
you.
Who is that directed towards?
Yeah, no, for sure. Like I've never
looking at me when you said it. You deserve that. Whatever just happened.
Thanos.
I just fell.
You dropped an omelet. He dropped an omelet.
Well, it's not like it's not like the flag, so I think it'd be fine.
Oh, that's true. Oh, we do need to get a flag. Remind us, anyways.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna put it right there. I don't have an issue with the way certain people love others. I'm more of a physical lover, and I mean this not in a sexual way. like, I just meant it in a genuine way to say, like...
So you're, like, touchy-feely. You're affectionate that way?
Kind of like spending time with somebody, really not in a monetary way, but, you know, being there with them. I know that's not all love, in my opinion. Like, the idea that, like, you know, if you're there with somebody, you have to make sure that you're constantly aware of, you know, how they feel and how they reciprocate their feelings back to you, right? Like, if they do something good, you reward them with something good, like, oh, you're like, say thank you, or you say, oh, I really like what you did there, like, you know, nice things.
What is this, couples therapy? I really like what you did there. Come on.
It's that, I think that's just how I see it now. I think
the only part I don't agree with that is the checks and balances, mm-hmm. with that. And it's almost like a, like you were describing having a pet, because it was like they did something good, so I'll reward them.
And you, it's didn't, like, go on the bed today. Here's a biscuit. There you go.
When it, you know, in my opinion, it's just not. You didn't. It would just be bed. Like, I'm great, not gonna reward you, or I'm doing something so that you can reward me. So I just want to do something for you, just cause.
No, it's kind of like, you know, like if she makes you dinner, you know, and she does it. She's been doing it for like over a year. You guys have been dating for a while now, and she just cooks you dinner. You know, you kind of...
Where is she?
No, like, she makes you dinner. Obviously, maybe not every night. What I'm saying is, like, you do these things...
Wait, why not every night?
What happened?
There's some people that still hold those traditional values.
I do, but I think those are fine. I think it's just a matter of, like, you know, you see your girl or your wife, fiance, whatever. You see them doing this for you. You know, you maybe are like, oh, hey, let me buy you something. Let me get you...
That's why I do the gifts.
Yeah, the gifts thing. I wish I was better at gift giving.
But that's my thing. Don't you try to take it from me.
What, gift giving? More. No, I don't know how. I don't know how to give gifts. I know how to, like, be nice to people, kind
of. I mean, I don't get a lot of shit. It's like on a first date... This could be cultural, too, because I haven't really seen anybody do it here. So, like, on a first date, you get a girl flowers. You ever done that?
On the first date?
Yeah.
No.
I have. That's interesting. I don't remember doing that, but I know...
I'll buy them flowers throughout... the relationship.
I mean, it's not the only time I get them, but no,
no, yeah. No, it's, and
that's what, yeah, I mean, it's like, never, it's been a, yeah, it's a cultural thing, like, so, well, like, yeah. My, yeah,
it's never been to me, like, show up with flowers. I've seen it a lot in, like, the only reason I know is because of movies,
yeah,
or shows and stuff like that, but, like, in real life,
no, I guess, in real life, I didn't get it, like, from movies or anything. It's like when I was a kid, my dad would, like, tell me, it's like, yo, you know, you're gonna go out with a girl, you get her flowers the first date, because it's, you know, it's a traditional thing, and it always makes them feel like they love it, especially these fucking American broads who have never received them from you guys. So then, you know,
there's, you probably give it people to them, that do,
and they're just, like, ooh.
I might do that now.
By all means.
No, because it's like, you got to sometimes throw shit at the wall and see what sticks. Like, women, some of them don't like, you know, flowers, maybe. I'm not saying all of them do. I mean, all, listen, of them don't.
I have yet to find a chick that was unhappy when I gave her some flowers.
Right, imagine them faking it. Like, you show up to the date and they're like, oh, this motherfucker brought me flowers, and I gotta find a way to put them in my car. I gotta make sure they don't wet my seats. I'm just being, like, cynical about it. Obviously, I'm sure she's gonna be like, oh my god, how sweet. The thought is sweet.
She's driving you?
No, she...
So why is she worried about...
We met up there.
You didn't pick her up, dude?
No, I didn't pick her up, because she has her own car.
Do you know how to go on a date? Do you know how to take a chick out?
We're going on a date, but she has her own car. I don't understand.
I think that's the difference, and again, in either cultural or...
Dude,
kind of times as well, because yeah.
Because females have more rights now, so they have the right to drive anywhere they want.
I don't think it was the rights.
Not problem. Where I was going. We were talking about traditions here.
Yeah,
yeah, like,
I get that traditionally, yeah, you don't think women should have rights. I understand.
I mean,
David.
Sure, why not?
You've said off air. Well, I don't know why they're outside of the kitchen. Yeah, the reason their feet are so small.
If I had a basement, things would be different. But I don't. So let's not go there.
What I was getting at, yes, is you go out with a girl for the first time, you pick her up, you bring her flowers, take her home. Yeah. And when you take her home, she doesn't walk. You fucking walk her to her door. Creep, like you might do it. Like, not expecting like a nightcap.
No, I would ask. I'd be like, would you like me to walk you to your door? And she'll be like, no, thank you.
No, you just
walk like a weirdo.
Yeah, you get the door. Yeah. I don't know why it's weird. No, I don't think it's weird. It's not you weird. Get out, you it's open the door for her. Yeah. Also, when you pick her up, you want to take notes, maybe?
We're recording.
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, but what I think is, I would, like, I don't know, like, are you going to attempt to kiss her if you think things went well?
Depends. Yeah, of course. If the night went well,
try to kiss them.
On the first date, always. I haven't always done it on the first date, but yeah.
It's weird. I haven't gone on a date in a minute. I don't even know what a date is anymore.
Like, apparently, you've never known.
Because I just hang out with women, and just I'm just like, oh, is this a date? Are we like out?
One on one.
Because like a date for me was like more when I went out with my girlfriend, and like.
Of course, no, but I mean, if you say you hang out with women a lot, I'm saying like it's one on one.
No, not all the time.
Well, there you go. That's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But you could be on a date with somebody, and there would be other people there, or is that not the same?
No, you can, but do you want to do that? I mean, you can do it for a first date. I guess it's maybe just not preferable.
Maybe to feel more comfortable, right? Because sometimes
people... Yeah, sometimes it does, yeah, help a little bit.
It could be like
sort that. Of ease the tension or something.
Break the ice, yeah. Yeah, no, like...
I mean, you would know. I think you would know if... Because traditionally, as you ask.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to go out on a date with me? I think that's the way... So, you would know. You wouldn't be sitting there and being like, is this a date? You would already be on it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would know. You already asked. She agreed.
Yeah, I don't think nobody agrees. It's people do still say that too. They're like, "Oh, like is it a date?" Because every time, yeah. not like that. I've never said like it specifically like that. But like, like I'll ask a girl, and she'll be like, "Oh, you want to like?" And then she'll like, "Oh, you mean like a date?" And I was like, "Yeah. What do you think's going on here?"
Yeah, I know, right? It's true. It's like, "Oh, you're asking me."
That's why I think you get it out of the way before.
But I don't mind like the confirmation thing. Like that's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's, as opposed to like
I think you getting to the place. Now the confirmation yeah,
absolutely.
Of like,
as opposed to getting to a place and like she doesn't know that like it's supposed to be a date and then you're like sitting there and then she's just like and you're kind of you're being a certain way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like and why are you being like, this way?
Yeah, and then she's like, was this supposed to be a date? And then you're just like, oh okay.
Oh fuck yeah.
I mean that's never happened. Too.
Yeah, you
but like
kind of have to ask.
Yeah, you know you can see happen. How it can go that way.
Yeah,
so you got to like establish.
That's awkward because then you're just kind of like, oh well. Then I'm not going to pay for your dinner or lunch or whatever. I was going to buy you lunch, but now I don't want to buy you lunch because you don't even know this is a date. Right?
Am maybe. I wrong
here?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
If it went that badly.
Well, because like if she has the audacity to be like, oh, are we on a date?
Yeah, like if you're going to pretend like you don't know what's going
on. Yeah,
like, come on.
Like, am I being friend zoned right now? Like, yes, that is what's happening. Would you do a Zoom date?
No, fuck no.
No, I've seen people do those. Like, and I see people talk about them. I'm like, I get it. You know, it's a new way of communicating. People can have dates. People have had phone dates. You know, people can have phone sex and shit. Like, they can do anything over...
I'm just old school, man. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, now, when you get a girlfriend, like, they want you to do everything with them, right? They want you to fucking talk to them on the phone, on their break.
Yeah, that's
they want
fine.
You to be
I
on
think
their
that's
phone.
Part,
they want
I think
you
that's part of the point.
Now that you have a phone and you get a girlfriend, they're going to want to FaceTime you all the time, right? Because that's... They're like, oh, let me see your face. Let me see where you're at. Oh shit! I forgot. Now, like, if you're gonna
that depends on the your who you're dating. Because sure. I'm not, at least for me, especially you know, you go back to the office or something. I don't have my phone all day. I actually don't get on my phone for most of the day.
Sure, yes. Sure.
So, like for me, I would never go out with somebody that's like I need to see you
that would be
all
weird.
The time
for
or
me
something
to see
like
you
that.
Dating somebody who's like that.
You wouldn't because
you
wouldn't, I would not. I wouldn't. I can't stand
were,
for that.
I would think something is wrong.
I'm under duress.
Yeah, I would think like holy fuck.
You gotta fly the flag upside down, man.
Yeah, I would think like shit. You are. There's something wrong. Let me say.
Because I hate when people get into those. Like I hear it a lot.
The
and
toxic
it's like,
relationships.
Yeah, and then it's like, well, you know, you chose that person, right? And
it's
you can end
brains.
It at any
yeah.
time if you're not like married. You're not like, you know, living in the same. House or apartment or whatever, you can always just end it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's always easier said than done. You know, I don't want to make.
No,
it sound...
I know, because I had a breakup with people, so yeah. I understand that it's difficult. But I'm also not gonna stay in a relationship where it's like,
toxic, yeah.
yeah, it's like
it's
I'm wasting my time and I'm wasting their time.
Yeah, like you don't want to waste someone's time when you've checked out of the relationship, but you're rough. Still dating them. And you know that it's not healthy for you to be in it, and you're just kind of like, fuck, I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. It's really shitty.
Yeah, like, just do it like a Band-Aid, man.
Yeah, because it gets worse with time.
Yeah.
It really does.
It is a time saver. I mean, I don't like that feeling.
Women?
Because it makes, it feels nasty. It feels like you're hurting that other person's feelings. Because, right, because you think of yourself as the person who is doing the wrong, right? Because you're breaking up with somebody who still
yeah,
really
you're
likes
hurting
you.
Hurting somebody.
Yeah. yeah. And you're just like, nah, I don't feel the same way about you anymore. That right there, for me, it's like, I understand it now. Before, I didn't get it. But now it's a lot easier for me to realize that it's like, if you don't want to be with somebody and you realize that your conviction about not being with this person is like stronger than your feelings, like your feeling towards hurting their feelings, then, you know, I think it's an easy decision to make. You're just going to say, you know what, I'm done with you, I'm moving on. I'm sure for most people it's not that easy because, you know, we hear about it all the time amongst our social circle of friends, people who they fight, they get back together, you know, they argue, they get back together. Or
that shit doesn't make any sense to me.
I think it's
growing back, like, this on and off thing, that shit doesn't work, man.
Well, it's not in the long run.
No, I sure. Yeah, I agree that's with you. I mean, that in the long run, yeah, it's just gonna, in the I think from fun, their point of view,
right? Because you break up with them, you have makeup sex. Mm-mm. You guys are like, oh my, she's like, oh,
that's a, yeah, but you can have makeup sex just from a fight. You don't have to break up.
True, but there's just something about it. It just feels better because you're just kind of like, oh, like we're not, we're like on the verge of breaking up. This might be my last ever fuck with you. You know, it's like, I don't know if that's, you guys ever felt that? Like, you're just kind of like, oh, this chick, like, we're like not gonna be together anymore. And we're fighting and shit, but we're still sleeping together.
Oh, so you banged her, like, even though you knew you were going to break up with her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, like that feeling, you're just kind of like, oh, this is it, right? And you don't want
to... I don't know, for me, it was more like a build-up, like, yeah, like, we're still having sex and everything, and mm-hmm. then once, like, when the day came, I was like, all right, like, this is it.
Yeah, that was like, you prolonged it out a little bit, you're kind of like...
No, I didn't prolong it. It was the process, like I just said. I was in the process of, yeah. like, all right, this isn't really working out, this and that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
no, and then once like you find that you're fully like, all right, yeah, this is over, mm-hmm. then you gotta
cut it off,
ties. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, luckily, I've never experienced a toxic relationship, which is weird. Maybe I was the toxic one. Mm. You know,
that's, I think so. Yeah.
Something I've never
thought most likely.
About.
Yeah.
Maybe I was the toxic.
If you've never one. Been in a toxic relationship, maybe you're the one.
Maybe I'm the one.
No, I'm kidding. That's not true. But
yeah.
Who knows?
I don't, well, actually, really don't know.
In your case.
Yeah.
Yes, you probably
I might
are.
Be the toxic one. Yeah. I remember I broke up with this girl one time in middle school between the buses. You know how you leave the buses after school?
No, I don't. Please tell me more. What?
She was actually, like the school buses,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if it was specifically the same way for you, but
you went to Webster.
Right? Okay, so yeah, yeah, so it was the same. Yeah, so yeah. Like at the end of the campus where like
the parking,
like the classes
driveway,
would stop the and then the yeah. driveway, whatever, mm-hmm. there'd be like two rows of buses.
Right.
Because each one goes to a different, obviously makes different stops. So a lot of people would do that. Yeah, like they're in between the buses, like especially my bus is like right here and yours is right here. Mm-hmm. We'll like chit chat until we like absolutely have to go.
Yeah.
And then we'll go. So I'm guessing you're like,
how you said that.
You know, I'm breaking up with you.
Yeah, that's where my mind was going. Like, you're hanging out in there as long as you can. And it's like, all right, it's over. Bye.
That's exactly what happened. I feel sorry for you. I mean, I know.
I feel sorry for you.
No, Jesus, we still follow each other on Instagram. And if you remember.
I feel sorry for you. I'm not going to be in your life anymore. Is that how you think?
If you remember this, I'm sorry. I'm sure you do. Because I remember it vividly. I remember. I just don't know why I remember it so vividly.
So what happened? Tell us what happened.
It was a simple breakup. Because like we're in middle school. Okay, this is what happened. I go. And I'm already thinking about it as we're walking towards the...
Damn, this happened in middle school and you're still scarred?
I know, right? Because it reminds me of like liking another girl and you're already dating somebody.
Oh.
And you're like, fuck, like I really want to talk to this other girl, but you're in a relationship. That was my thought process as a kid in middle school.
Good for you.
And it was hilarious because like, well, it wasn't hilarious. It was sad because she started crying. So,
man, I hate
crying.
When that happens.
Oh,
God damn it.
So, imagine
she started crying and then she got on a bus and then just cried the way home.
Yeah. Probably.
Oh, my God. How can you live with yourself,
and
David?
She lived
how
in the same neighborhood as me, like in the same couple blocks.
Sal,
same, like,
I expect more from
tri-state
you.
Tri-state area.
Tri-state.
Just imagine. Like, so, like, this is a bus. There are buses.
You were in California, right?
Yeah.
Tri-state area? Right. I don't
know. Okay. Yeah, so, like, fucking, the buses are lined up, right? And then between the buses, you can walk through. And her and I walk her over. And I'm like, hey, so-and-so, I'm breaking up with you.
Stephanie was her name, was it?
Nah, I know her name.
Was it?
Nah, don't worry about it.
It'd be precious.
I'm sure
life.
She'll probably
it's
never
fine.
See this episode, but... Anyways, I tell her, and I remember just like
you're like
telling
Steph,
her, and she's just like, "What?" She literally said like one word.
She Wait, what did you say to her?
I said, I want to break up with you." Oof. Right, I said it like that, like a child. It's like I want to break up.
With you're middle school.
Yeah, you're a
child. Middle school. Yeah, and then she looks up at me, and I can just see like her kind of tear up. She just kind of like blinks like in shock, and then just walks away, like the way you just did it. Like she just walked away around. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Ah, life.
And the reason I never forget it is because I'm like, damn, like I could have just dated her. And
no, you don't want to do that. You don't want to be that person.
That was my train of thought. Like as a kid, I was like, oh, maybe I can date her, and then like we can like make out, like the forbidden kiss or whatever. You
why,
know,
why time. Make like, out in air quotes?
Yeah, cause like you know, making out was like, oh shit, like you're making out with somebody. you know what I mean? It was like a thing. You know?
No. Yeah. It's just I was the whole air quote thing. I was thinking whether it was.
Sex
accurate
or
not?
No.
Oh, you're doing more stuff.
No, relax. This
no, it literally is just kissing.
It's just kissing. Yeah,
making out.
Yeah, because like I mean, people make out now as an adult, but it's just you don't make out as an adult. You just go straight to sex.
Or, it's not. Is that necessarily really true?
I mean, like, are you in college? If you're, I mean, or what are you doing? If you're just making out for like 20 minutes. Like if I was making out with a girl for 20 minutes.
I don't know about 20 minutes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's a long time. Yeah. 5 minutes is a long time making out. You know what I'm saying? Like 5 minutes of making out and you're not even at second base yet? Come on.
Move. Yeah. I don't think I've ever enjoyed making out.
Unless like, it's someone
it's just,
you love.
It's too. Yeah. No. Like for a long time. Like oh, I think right, it's just like unless we're it's building to something.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not, just making out, I'm just like.
I was cool with it.
I don't know. I
could like, oh, shit.
Man, yeah, you know, this fucking
fine ass chick, well, man. At this, I mean, oh, okay, I was so now, but I was thinking more like when I was younger.
Yeah, me too.
Like when I was younger, yes, because Monkey that was pretty cool. Much
yeah.
That's pretty as far it, yeah. As I can get. I'm just oh, talking yeah, about yeah. Now. I'm just like, if it's not going anywhere, I'm just kind of like,
yeah. So can we just stop?
And I guess it steps. So I guess it would, yeah, be acceptable in the beginning of a relationship, but like after some time, it's like we're not. It's not going to head anywhere. Just kind of like, what are we
doing? This isn't going anywhere.
Dude, how long would you wait before, like, your girl... If, like, you're dating a chick and she's like, oh, I want to wait before I have sex or with you. Like, she's not a virgin, but she doesn't
I've done
want...
That, yeah.
She won't let you smash until, like...
Yeah, I've done that. A certain amount of time I was passed. Dating this one chick, and we were dating for, like, a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like... I tried to find a way to kind of bring it up. And then I was like, so how long do you wait till you have sex or whatever? She said like 4 months, and I was like, 4 months?
Oh my God, you mean?
It didn't. It didn't.
I was
take
about
four
to
months.
Bring someone up.
It didn't take 4 months, but no, she was black hair. What's that? Not a brunette. Yeah, so what, a raven? No, brunette
oh,
is brown hair.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right, yeah.
I thought it was just black hair.
Raven? Is that what they say?
I think so.
Because, yeah, really? I was confused for a second.
I mean, I usually say black hair, but I don't know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whatever.
I might start saying raven now.
Yeah, you can do that.
That's cool.
Yeah, but she said 4 months, and. We talked about it for a little bit, mm-hmm. And she didn't change her mind at the time, but it didn't take fucking 4 months, you know what mm-hmm. I mean?
So. That's interesting. My buddy was telling me about somebody who's related to him. He was telling me, like, oh, yeah, she waits, like, 3 months before she has sex with the dude.
Fuck you.
And I'm like, 3 months? I'm like, time. She must have the tightest, you know, or like, it must be that good, because... Who waits 3 months?
Or at least she thinks it's that good.
Or at least she thinks it's that
Listen,
good.
Listen, I'm a pretty good judge of character. That might be, people might take offense to that. I'm a pretty good judge of character. You're a catcher. You're not the
I'm
pitcher.
A catcher?
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm you'll play around. Maybe the coach will put you in once or twice.
Nah.
But then ultimately, he's going to be like, get behind the plate.
Nah.
You don't think you're a, what do they call it, a twink?
Nah, I'm more of a pitcher.
What's a twink?
A twink is like...
I know what a bear is. What's a twink?
No, a twink
not
is
a
like,
bear.
No,
twink is more of like
skinny.
Was
you know
skinny,
the one
like
that awesome? That gave us our Starbucks
order? yep, absolutely.
That's kind of
that
a twink.
Is definitely okay.
Yeah. The guy
okay.
Who told me to put my mask on at the bar, twink.
You guys went to a bar?
No, the time I told you I walked in father's office.
Oh, I don't know who that.
Oh, the person who like overreacted because yeah.
With okay. A ton of
I really don't think he overreacted.
Oh yeah, I mean I was on there.
He was pretty, you know, he tried to slay me with his words.
Yeah, I like that you said, you know, he used that voice. And I was listening back to it and I was like, make the damn voice. I want to hear what it was.
He was, fuck, how do I do it? He's like, he said, oh yeah, it's like we haven't been wearing our masks for the last 9 months. That's exactly how he said it. Like very high.
That yeah, that tone with yeah. That little fucking
yeah. He did this.
That shit.
He was on
yeah,
his.
That would piss me off. Yeah,
like a you got
yeah.
Looking
dude,
at
he was on his hip with his hand on the register. He's like, oh yeah, it's not like we haven't been wearing our masks for the last 9 months. I'm like, oh yeah, no worries.
I'm just like, yeah, I know. Like, I knew. Let me close my damn tab out. Like, don't give me shit for this. I'm not.
Wait, this is just to close your tab?
Yeah. I was just closing my tab out.
Oh, because you went. Oh, you went indoors. Yeah.
And literally the outdoor and indoor is open. They have French doors that open.
Yeah, so the indoor. Oh, the outdoor is here and the indoor, obviously, mm-hmm. right? But right before you walk in.
A simple threshold.
Is mm-hmm. It says, oh, there's like a poster that says, if you're going in, put your mask on.
Yeah.
Which he decided to ignore.
Which to be unbiased, actually, mm-hmm. we have gone on a couple of times and you do tend to forget as we're walking in. Which I personally, I don't give a fuck, obviously.
I know.
But like, yeah, you do sort of tend to, like, as we're walking, you'll be like, oh yeah, the mask,
and
throw it on.
Yeah, and it's weird because I make it clear to people who like heckle me. I'm like, you know, I follow all the rules. I just don't understand. I just believe it's redundant to wear a mask outside in certain areas. Mm-hmm. I know, understand now that if it's a congested area, you know, you should be more careful. And even I would be, because like, if you're, even when we weren't using masks, being in a large crowd of people, yeah. to me still felt like,
yeah, it's not going to save you.
I have no idea how people before this were just like
making it.
Yeah, they were. Everybody was so close to each other. Like, I don't know who enjoys that. Like, if I see somebody coming at me from, like, on the sidewalk, the street, yeah. and they're, I'm not just still walking in the middle. I'm getting, even without, it didn't take for me the mask to be, or the social distancing mm-hmm. to be like, I need to respect your personal space.
Mm-hmm.
It was something that should already have been practiced.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's taking everything I have to not get upset right now.
Why?
Because that's exactly my thought process.
Uh-huh. Everything before they've asked COVID, us to do is...
Anything. Before any of this shit,
mm-hmm.
if I'm walking... I'm trying really hard to be calm.
That's okay.
If I'm walking on the sidewalk,
mm-hmm.
okay, and somebody else is walking towards me, yeah. maybe I was walking in the middle, but I can see somebody's walking towards me.
Yeah. You start moving to the...
So I move to the side. I move to the right side.
Yeah.
So that you've got space, I've got space, nobody's touching, everything's fine.
Mm-hmm.
That some people... don't have that self-awareness.
Especially when I'm walking with somebody mm-hmm. and I notice that they're, you know, somebody's coming from the opposite end.
I don't even want to talk about
it. I start like doing like the, you know, oh, I'm going to get behind you or
oh,
let
yeah,
them
we
through.
Do a formal line.
Some yeah, people yeah.
can say, some people are just no, like, they'd rather, fuck yeah, you. Like, I'm going to stay that way. And then when you get close to me, you're going to look at me like, why are you this close?
Yeah.
Bitch, move. It's a shared sidewalk. It's not so just funny, for you. Yeah.
I get it. And then it's funny because in some countries like Japan or South Korea, actually, I think people just bump into each other. Like, no fucks given. But I mean, it's just like a thing.
No. In Japan, they're very like, even if you bump into them, mm-hmm. they'll apologize to you. Like, mm-hmm. they're very conscious about that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. Yes, and I always enjoyed going out and walking through there because they do the same. They see you coming there. Oh,
royalty.
Just, mm-hmm. No, yeah. not royalty. It just... decency of like,
what do you mean royalty?
Let me get out of the way. If I'm in the way, if they're just standing there and they see somebody, oh, like, oh, let me get out the way, they can pass and then I'm gonna come back.
Being polite.
And they don't have
yes, it's none.
Yeah, and they don't have trash cans either in the streets in most places.
That can't be right.
No, it's true. In Japan, like, you know how here,
I know they're very, yeah, I know it's very clean.
They're very clean, but I don't think this because
yeah,
I don't know
they don't not have public trash cans.
Like, the correlation that we don't have any
culture, right?
Well, let the gentleman that was over there tell us about it.
Oh, yeah,
because it's very clean, but
I use the term gentleman.
Do remember, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, isn't it? It's clean. I'm just now.
Well,
now you actually stumped me because I can't remember if there's on base, obviously.
Yeah,
right? yeah.
There's trash cans.
But I feel like
I don't know if there was. I can't remember.
I feel like I saw something and it sort of, they might have mentioned that they didn't have public trash cans.
Because yeah. I remember going, the way I knew that it was like, this is a different place and they actually care about like keeping things clean.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I used to always run along the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And comparing like Venice, Santa Monica mm-hmm. to the beaches over there,
mm-hmm.
it was
day and night
the cleanest thing in the world.
In Japan?
Absolutely. Here, you know.
I mean, I only
everything's
went the one
on
time.
The fucking sand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People just on the sand, just mm-hmm.
Dude,
passed
honestly
out or whatever.
Though, in California's defense, for the first time ever, I went to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was a Santa Monica, and when my friend was visiting, it was very clean.
Yeah.
And like, it looked like they really took care of the sand because it was like all flattened out.
Yeah.
And they have that nice little path for people to walk and bike on and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was really clean. So, I mean,
that my opinion on that, I think I brought this up before, is that I think it's because of this whole quarantine situation. People like the maintenance and stuff, like the essential workers. I'm air quoting it because there are a lot of workers that are essential and, you know, everybody who cleans up after us has always been essential, in my opinion. Like, I've always learned that custodial services, like, they're very important. Like, they always made that a point in school because they're always like, oh, we only have one janitor for the whole building because, you know, our custodial budget is low and shit. So I just assumed always that having a job like that was, you know, like, you're like picking up after people. So it's like, you know, don't be a dick about it, you know, to the people who are picking up after you. And I understand that, like, maybe now they're looking at the beaches like, okay, we should take this opportunity to maintain them so that, you know, when people do return, they have like a nice place to return to. I know that that's probably not the case, but I wish that was like, we're, because I mean, if you look at now the whole stretch of ocean, it's just a bunch of tents and displaced people, right? Like, they're all
not where I went
in Santa Monica.
I think so. Well, I mean, it was my first time in the area, but it was
By the pier.
By the pier, yeah.
Yeah, we were, I think we were more north from the pier, but like as we started driving back, we saw, like, I could see it. I didn't see it when we got there, but as we were driving back and we went by like those rocks.
Mm-hmm. Down Malibu?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then I saw like the pier over there. I was like, oh, fuck, we should have gone over there. Oh,
okay, yeah, south of that, yeah.
So it was south.
Yeah, yeah, the pier is south of the rocks, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I was more north, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I saw...
I think the Malibu area has always been, like...
clean?
Yeah, pretty nice.
Well, it is a pretty high wealthy...
Well, yeah, that's where... Yeah. Well, yeah, so we were just driving around there. Mm-hmm. We did go to, like, the beach, though,
mm-hmm.
with, like, the path and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was really clean, so, I mean, I don't really have anything to compare it against.
Yeah, the only one...
For, you know, here.
Yeah, like, Venice Beach, I really don't understand why I thought it was so clean. Like, it just seemed... clean.
To me, Venice Beach has always been
the
worst.
The boardwalk when it comes is to what yeah, looks been... funky. The boardwalk, because there's a lot of people there, and it always looks like it's, you know, on. Like, even with the quarantine happening, it doesn't look like it's slowed down at all.
Venice,
mm-hmm. The boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was there during Halloween, and I see people in costumes. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot it's Halloween. Because you normally see people walking down Venice Boardwalk in costumes.
But there was like just a bunch of people in costumes and like everyone's all over each other and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it so was, it's like, were, it's like, it's not it only Florida day. Doing it. That's yeah, crazy. No,
it was like a normal day out there. You see some people with masks. I literally saw a group of women mm-hmm. with their child smoking a cigarette. Like, they had a baby in the carriage and they're smoking a cigarette. Like, they pulled over in one of the alleys.
Why is that a big deal?
Because, you know,
they're not blowing smoke in the kid's face, for Christ's sake.
True, you know.
You said they pulled over or something.
Like, they're, you know, if you're walking on the boardwalk, it looked like...
Wait, so these people were, you're upset that they were being considerate? So they were walking on the boardwalk, and instead of smoking and joking as they're walking and disrupting people who don't maybe want
to
smell that...
No, I thought they were being inconsiderate to the baby.
I can't even finish my thought with you.
I'm sorry. No, because I know what you're saying.
I mean, they're not blowing it in his face.
I guess, yeah, you can smoke next to a baby if you want. Like, no big deal, but to me...
I mean, my dad used to smoke, and he never blew the smoke in my face, but he'd smoke around me. It never bothered me.
Right. I mean, but still, it's secondhand smoke, in my opinion.
Oh, stop it.
I don't
it's
like
fine.
It.
It's fine. You'll be fine. No. Grow a pair, Nancy.
I don't like secondhand smoke.
You'll be
smoke.
Fine.
I'd like never...
No, I never
found
picked it
the
up.
Appeal for cigarettes.
My dad smoked them, but I never picked them up.
That's probably why. Cause
not really. Because no? Like he... I don't know. I didn't... From what I remember, it was like he would do it, I guess, after a meal
mm-hmm.
and at work.
Okay.
So he was a pretty regular smoker, but like when he quit, he just like cold turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't even realize it because we took a trip to North Carolina during mm-hmm. like a Christmas holiday or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got back, we're in the car and he's like, hey, did you notice I haven't smoked in like 2 weeks? And we're like, holy shit, that's awesome. Because we weren't even thinking about it. So, yeah, well, I don't think we have that mm-hmm. addictive personality maybe in my genes, maybe.
Well, yeah, some people can stop cold turkey, some can't.
Yeah, but he said the way he described it, he was like he wasn't really even thinking about it. Like, he just didn't have
the urge
or whatever. Yeah. Well, he said it in Russian, so it's like, I don't know. They're different translations.
Yeah, nicotine is really addictive. I never got into the vaping either. The whole vaping.
What are you talking? You just had that thing. What do you mean?
That's
vaping, though.
You have to understand that there's a difference between vaping weed and vaping nicotine oils.
You're still inhaling experimental fucking shit.
No, it's not experimental.
Okay, talk to me in 20 years.
Look, I know.
Because I have a friend who smokes the shit out of it, like more than anybody I know. And he wasn't a smoker before. And like he started with the vape, and then he went on to like, I guess it's the THC oil or whatever.
So you're telling me he started smoking those like Juuls, those nicotine?
No. It was like the box one.
Right, those nicotine juices, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, uh-huh.
And then he got into like the THC one.
Okay.
And then he's like switching back and forth or whatever, and he smokes more than fucking anybody. And I'm like, dude, you need to fucking stop.
Okay, yeah, just to be clear, I do agree with you that vaping, those like nicotine juices, oils or whatever, those are genuinely really bad for you if you're not familiar where you're getting them from.
No, but see, you're using the same excuse that everybody that's doing it uses.
No.
But the point is, no, fuck that. All you do is cut people off. The point is, nobody knows the long-term effects yet.
Of the vaping?
Because it's still new, yeah. Because it's still new. Just like in the fucking 50s and 60s, it wasn't really irregular to see a woman smoking when she was pregnant.
But now
that you know the fucking long-term effects, now they can't do it when they're pregnant, you can't drink, all this shit. And it's not just about pregnancy. Put your damn hands down, I'm making a point.
I'm trying to make sure I don't forget my thoughts. Sorry, continue.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just giving you our time.
Basically,
everyone who's doing it now, you are the experimental generation. Group.
So
30 years, when your throat's all scratched up, and you got fucking, what's this shit, fiberglass all in your lungs and shit, fucking then come at me and tell me how it's fine for you.
Okay, so first thing for the vaping, I did think I.
Oh my god! And then they're like, it's just water vapor. You're not supposed to put water in your lungs.
No, look,
you're not helping your fucking point.
That's actually how you drown.
Yes, yeah. It is. You also get pneumonia. Buildup of mucus in your lungs.
I don't like that the alternative way to kick smoking turned into a fad.
Supposed to be what it was? That was supposed to be like an alternate?
Oh. Yeah, like to sort of help you kick. Because if you're.
Yeah, no, people thought that.
That's nonsense.
Was going to be less addictive.
Because a big part of the addiction.
No, nicotine is addictive. That's what's
addictive. Well, a big part of the addiction, too, is an oral fixation. So, like,
the nicotine. People can be addicted to.
To just picking up a cigarette, right? That can happen. So, the second thing about that vaping is that there's like a danger to how the oils are made. Because yes, you can get shit that is, you don't know exactly what's in the oil, because you know that nicotine is in there because you can feel the effect of it, but you don't know what else is in there, like artificial flavors, artificial colors, like all that stuff is mixed in there. So when you're heating it up into vapor, you're inhaling those chemicals. So I do agree with you that the effects of vaping are not good for your lungs. Smoking is not either. Now, I used to think that it was safer to vape than it is to smoke, but I think that recently they've realized that the difference is like minimal, like it's almost no different. And vaping weed versus vaping nicotine oil are two different things in terms of what you're
vaping. Are you reading this off of your computer?
No. This is just, but for sure, like.
Straight out his ass.
So that you don't confuse yourself about what I was offering you the other day. Like the oil, it has to be processed and made in a certain way. Like when you derive it from the plant, the THC concentrate is usually put through a process of like butane, and it's like cold filtered so that you can extract the oil from the flower. And that's what you're going to be vaping. Now, again, these techniques are not regulated by the government. There's no oversight really. There is some, but I believe it's the state's responsibility to make sure that those guidelines are upheld. And they have these new stickers now on marijuana products. It's a little California symbol with the marijuana. Those are I trust products that have those because it's been tested. They have to submit the results and like the product information.
At least they say they're tested.
But there's no long-term testing yet, right?
There's not like,
so there's already data and.
Yeah, they've found
ways.
And
you poured through this data. You poured through the records yourself. And seen that it's much better.
In the National Archives you went through each.
I'm familiar with the effects of both. But like I said, the effects are almost, you know, there's no different. Like, but the thing with your friend and the people who smoke or have never smoked and then they're like, oh, I'm going to get into vaping because it's alternatively safer. I think you're just not thinking properly. Because you're just ripping that shit. And you're obviously, you're not used to inhaling things, right? And my case being is that if you're used to your tolerance, right? Your tolerance is not going to be where it should. Your lungs are not capable of handling
that. But neither of those scenarios are good.
They're not, because even with weed, you can overdose, right? Like, people who think that you can't overdose with weed, that's false. Like,
and the people think there are no long-term side effects of weed too.
Yeah, no, there are some long-term side effects of weed, like you short-term memory, like developmental, like, you know, irregularities. If like you are a smoker from a young age, because your brain is still developing. I do believe that now, but I used to think that like weed was the safest drug in the world. Yeah, it is one of the safest, if not the safest. But you know, you don't quote me on it, but it,
like,
yeah, like, I mean, yeah, there is a lot of drawbacks to smoking weed. And like, even Joe Rogan, who everybody refers to as like, oh, he's the guy who can smoke and do it all, he didn't start smoking until he was like in his mid-20s,
mm-hmm.
right? So that makes a huge difference in how you, at how you look at it.
Coincidentally,
mm-hmm.
samesies.
What is it? Samesies.
Yeah, I didn't smoke when I was younger. I wasn't into it. Like, my mm-hmm. friends did it,
mm-hmm.
and of course they tried to pressure me into it, and it never fucking worked.
Mm-hmm.
If you're ever watching or listening, and you know it didn't work, bitch. But I did, like, I tried it with yeah. them. Some of them think like, yeah, we got you to smoke, peer pressure worked. No, I was mm-hmm. just like, no, I want to try it too. Sure. You know, I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, and I just didn't do it. And then every time, like, they would smoke, I'd be like, all right, whatever, they're smoking.
Yeah.
But I drink. Yeah. You know, that was my thing.
Yeah, no, I kind of wish I waited till I was a little bit older. But I mean, caffeine is a major drug.
Oh, stop it. Jesus Christ.
And I mean, the Starbucks are the modern opium dens.
Well, that's all the time we have.
Thank you guys again for joining us on another episode. Oh, yeah. I look forward to our next review, right? We will be putting out another review.
We got actually a couple lined up.
We do have a couple lined up. Please don't forget to follow us on Twitter. And please check us out on all other platforms. We will have the links ready and listed below. Thanks again. Peace.